Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In a split decision, the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals has continued the stay of execution for Texas 7 inmate Patrick Murphy. KRLD's LP Phillips reports that execution was technically scheduled for tonight.
Technically, it's been on hold because of stays. Murphy's claim is that he has been denied the same religious rights as other inmates, and it has to do with his conversion to Buddhism. Murphy's execution earlier this year was put on hold because he was denied the right to have a Buddhist monk in the execution chamber when Christian and Muslim inmates had spiritual advisors in the chamber when they were executed. U.S. Supreme Court halted that execution, and the Department of Criminal Justice thought it had rectified the matter by banning everyone from all faiths from the execution chamber. Last week, a federal judge in South Texas ruled the problem was still pending because there were Christian and Muslim spiritual advisors in the execution holding area, not Buddhists. KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says the Fifth Circuit wants it all resolved.
Either allow or disallow, or making uniform rules for all spiritual advisors or for no spiritual advisors about times and days and places within the prison system that they would be allowed.
As things stand, tonight's execution still stayed. Murphy was one of the seven escaped inmates from a South Texas prison who made their way to the Metroplex and murdered an Irving police officer Christmas Eve of 2000.
A Fort Worth celebrity chef facing jail time for assaulting his then-wife reaches an agreement with prosecutors. Grady Spears was charged following the July 2018 altercation inside the couple's home in East Fort Worth. Sam Jordan with the Tarrant County DA's office says Spears agreed to undergo an intensive six-month anti-domestic violence program.
If he completes that program successfully, his case will be dismissed. If he does not, then he could be face as much as a year in jail.
Grady Spears was set to open a restaurant in Crockett Row at West 7th, but after the incident, Crockett Row canceled those plans and cut ties with him. Grand Prairie just became the only city in Texas to offer video call visitations to jail inmates. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Until now, people locked up in the Grand Prairie Municipal Jail have only been allowed in-person visitation from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sundays. But that's changing. Four video terminals supplied by Securus Technologies are giving inmates the option to video chat with approved family and friends.
We are excited to be able to offer that opportunity to the people that are in custody.
Kristen Swanson is the detention manager for the city of Grand Prairie. She says the system has another added plus.
It doesn't come at any cost to citizens.
Swanson says every municipality is different, but for Grand Prairie, the video service makes sense.
We are one of the larger municipal lockup facilities in the state, so it just seemed like a natural fit for us.
Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Fire Rescue responded to a two-alarm fire today at the Williams Chicken on North Lamar Street downtown. It took firefighters a little over 30 minutes to put out the flames. No one was injured. More mayors from across the country join a call for Congress to pass an update to NAFTA. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The mayors of Fort Worth and Plano led the push, calling on Congress to pass NAFTA 2.0 by the end of this month.
By all measures, this is a great way for us to continue to do business with our two key partners like Canada and Mexico.
Plano Mayor Harry LaRosslier says even with the impeachment hearing and other issues in Washington, he's hearing momentum to move forward on this.
I call it the upward cycle of prosperity, so jobs create that. And in the midst of all the bad things happening, if we can create jobs for people, then it's a good day.
The mayors say trade between North Texas and Mexico totals $9 billion every year, and trade between North Texas and Canada is about $9.5 billion. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Cowboys say they are evaluating being in Atlanta for Saturday's private workout for free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick. According to Mike Fisher from 105.3 The Fan, the Kaepernick camp claims all 32 teams are scheduled to attend.
You could have genuine interest in a guy who 3 years ago was the quarterback in the Super Bowl, who just turned 32 years old and is almost surely a better quarterback than, oh, let's say Jeff Driscoll, the guy who might start for the Lions this week, or Mike White, who up until recently had a job as the Cowboys' third-string quarterback, or this could be a ruse.
Kaepernick claims he was blackballed for his stance on racial and social issues. He last played in the NFL in 2016. The Dallas Police Department will impose new limits on how much time officers can spend working off-duty jobs. Lieutenant James Lewis says it's a safety issue.
We saw that we had a responsibility to reduce the number of hours that officers were allowed to work in an off-duty capacity. Currently, beyond the 40 hours of on-duty work, they were allowed to work an additional 72 hours off-duty, creating potentially a 112-hour work week.
He says the new rules will limit officers to 40 hours per week at their off-duty job. The department expects to start using a computer program to track officers' off-duty hours next year. Those who use DART light rail dealing with some long lines today. DART says the cold weather caused an overhead power line to snap near Mockingbird Station and a passing train hit the line. DART has had to use buses to shuttle people around the problem. That's led to long lines at some stations. The issue affecting the blue, orange, and red lines. DART says repairs likely will take most of the day. The House Intelligence Committee calling witnesses in the public impeachment hearings. SMU professor Jeffrey Engel has an idea on how we could cut through the politics.
John Rawls, famous philosopher from Harvard, had an idea called the veil of ignorance. That is to say, if you put yourself behind a screen and you cannot see the identities of the people speaking, and more importantly, you don't know your own identity, try to evaluate the information based upon just that.
Get the updates on the impeachment hearings several times an hour on air at News Radio 1080, and we are streaming the coverage live at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.